Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. We're going to get to the new music today. That's always all right. Fun on Fridays. And it's brought to you by Radio.com. You can access all our shows podcast on the Radio.com app or RadioAlice.com website. In case you miss us while we're on vacation next week, download some podcasts. And don't forget, if you just listen to the regular show, there's still going to be, you know, we'll have some best ofs on there. Mm-hmm. And Bryn does an amazing job of mixing those up.
And Nicole, she's incredible.
Oh, is Nicole does some of the best stuffs too?
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right, Nicole.
What would we do without you guys?
We wouldn't be on. That's what
no,
we would do.
No, I think that's what it is.
We'd be talking on the telephone is what we'd be doing.
Just to each other, and that mm-hmm. would be it. All right, here we go. New music today. We're going to start with This Is Only Today. This is one day only. This is available. It's not available for streaming. You can't buy individual songs. This is a one day only availability on a voting rights album. It features unreleased Pearl Jam, Amy Mann, John Prine, Mark Ronson's would-be Bond theme. It's a 77 track benefit album for a voting rights organization, and it will be released on It is out right now on Bandcamp.com. So it's $20.20. Yay, 2020. And it's only available for today. The entire thing disappears, I guess, tonight at midnight. It is a huge, long list. 77 tracks on here. Unreleased Pearl Jam, unreleased Amy Mann. There's some Margot Price. David Byrne has a song on here. Cold War Kids, Jenny Lewis, Shaky Graves. There's 77 songs. The list goes on and on and on. So if you are looking to, it sounds like it's physical. Are you able to download this like into your collection, or is this you're buying the album and it gets sent to you, Bryn?
Were
you
able to determine that? I think it gets sent to you. There is a shipping date on it, so I assume it's a
So this is only physical copies. Today is the day. If you're hearing us say this and it's not a best of show, then today's the day. Right. $20.20. Let me find the name of it. Good Music to Avert the Collapse of American Democracy. That is the name of the album. And you can find it on Bandcamp.com.
All right.
So there you go.
And I have one song that we can preview here.
Who did you grab?
It's Phoenix. That was the only one that they...
Oh, this is the only one available as a preview. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love Phoenix.
This is No Woman, a cover by Whitney. I mean, it's Whitney Houston, but it's a cover, I believe. All right, here it is.
So there's your teaser for this. It's only available today, and all the money goes to voting rights organizations. So.
You know, I miss concerts so bad, and as you said the name Phoenix, I remembered I got to watch them backstage of Outside Lands. They performed on a picnic blanket.
So fun.
For like 20 people, and this was just part of the Outside Lands sort of event. And it was
experience.
The coolest thing, and I just miss seeing shows.
I know.
Damn it, man.
Ugh. It is tough. And it's just, as we watch these festivals go, like, you know, Bottle Rock didn't happen, and Outside Lands didn't happen. There's going to be a bunch more. It's really sad.
It looks like this is a digital album. You can download it, and then there's a free Bandcamp app that you can stream this through.
So you have to have their app to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to jump through some hoops, it sounds like. But this is 77 tracks. It's only available today. Sounds like until midnight tonight. Bon Jovi has an album out today. It's called 2020.
And oh, you're all over that thing, aren't you?
Well, I like Bon Jovi. They're fine. It's their 15th album. 2020 is what it's called. It includes several songs, one called American Reckoning, a protest song about George Floyd's death and the Black Lives Matter movement, and something else about the coronavirus called Do What You Can. What did you grab for us off of this record?
I have that one if you want. Do What You Can.
Okay, great.
I think we have previewed this before, but here.
Bon Jovi, everybody.
There you go, Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi. I'm always excited when they put out a new record.
I know we never have enough time to get to everything, but last week there were a lot of albums released, and I thought you were a Bob Mould fan.
I do love Bob Mould.
He put out a record last week.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that, because I definitely would have grabbed that. This week, Melanie C has, this is a self-titled album from Sporty Spice. This is her 8th solo album. I had no idea she was cranking out solo albums, but the Spice Girls have their own lives, you guys. So Melanie C is the name of the record, and it's from Sporty Spice, and here's what it sounds like. Yeah, this is fine, right?
I'll jump ahead a little bit. Okay. Maybe it picks up.
Does it pick up? How many did you grab off this? You want to do one more? Is there something better?
Here is In and Out of Love.
All right, there you go. Melanie C. She's a singer in the Spice Girls. This next person is someone who lives locally, and I've known this kid since she was in kindergarten. Name is Grace. Yep, her name is Grace Weinswig, and she's got a record out called As I Wait. This is...
from Marin, called Weinswig.
Grace Weinswig from Mill Valley. We're going to hear a little bit, just one song. This isn't a major release, but here's a kid I know.
Here's Blue Girl.
Blue Girl. I feel like there's a party going on in the background in this.
Yeah, I wonder if that's I think that's
intentional.
Part of the effect.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, give me get another one.
I can't hear that. Are you saying you hear like?
I hear like bumping around in the background.
There's like
noise.
A door closing or something like that. Actually,
maybe her mom yelling at her from the other room. I don't know. What's going
there's
on
a song on Billie Eilish's album that has like this airplane in the background, and
there's some.
I love
that.
It just sounds like.
Well, they recorded their house, so it's that's.
Here, let me play it back again. Maybe Benny can hear it.
Okay.
Here it is.
Blue.
Can you hear that?
It kind of sounds like a Pink Floyd album, like where they're someone's singing and there's something. I like it. That's interesting.
That's right. You hear that when you read about even old Zeppelin and other records where they decided to record at a house or some mansion somewhere where they put in a studio. You hear those things where they go, "We left in the plane," and you don't hear it till you are told, and then you listen
and
go,
"This is all you can hear."
Oh
right?
My God, they did leave a plane flying overhead. I think it's kind of cool. I agree, Bryn.
Yeah, it's neat. All right, so this is Grace Weinswig. The record is As I Wait. Let me hear one more song.
Here is Disappear.
This is just a local kid.
It's pretty.
Right, there you go. It is pretty. And just, a kid from Mill Valley. I like it. Why not? Corey Taylor from Slipknot and Stone Sour has his first solo album out today. Mm-hmm. The title's his initial with some, you figure it out, CMFT. It's his initials and then some stuff in between. Corey Taylor. So this is what Corey Taylor's solo album sounds like.
Black Eyes Blue.
All right.
I like him a lot better in Slipknot, but okay.
Yeah, that's not really what I expected. We're gonna move on. We're almost out of time here. So we're going to go to Mariah Carey. She's got a 15-track collection of unreleased songs called The Rarities out today. Did you have a favorite on this one, Brittany?
Not really, but here's Save the Day.
15 previously unreleased songs from Mariah Carey. 21 Savage, you just told us a couple days ago this was coming out after some big petition was circulated. Hey, put some music out. So Savage Mode 2 from 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. This is the sequel to their Savage Mode collaboration in 2016. Drake's on here, Young Thug, Young Nudie. I don't know, a streaker in the making. So here's what it sounds like. All right. I thought this was interesting. Somebody found a lost Ella Fitzgerald tape. It's apparently her third visit to Berlin back in the day, and it's called Ella, the Lost Berlin Tapes. So
is this live stuff?
Live Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay.
So there's a whole album of that for your listening pleasure. Disney Goes Classical is the name of this record. It's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra doing classic Disney songs. Let's hear some of this. What'd you grab?
Any requests, anybody, to have it up?
Is there any Moana on there?
Of course there's Moana.
All right, let's hear some Moana. Are there vocals to all of these or no?
I don't think so. I think some of them are just instrumental like this one is.
Oh, here it is. Oh, sing it, friend.
No one knows.
Come on, Vinny.
I'm listening to you, buddy.
Yeah, we actually know we won't be in time with it. So Then there are two other things. The album, that's the name of the album. The album from a Korean girl group called Blackpink, and Holly Dolly Christmas from Dolly Parton. Either of those?
Yeah, you... Blackpink is super popular. They're on like Gaga's album. And this
All right, throw that one on because I'm out of time here. Let me hear that.
This one here is with Selena Gomez. It's called Ice
Cream. I mean, is that all Selena singing or is that...
No.
Oh, okay. I'm getting a no. Are you familiar with this band, Nicole? This Blackpink?
I actually found them on TikTok. I know they're they were pretty popular before that, but my friend went to Coachella, I want to say like a year ago or 2 years ago, and they performed there, and he met them.
He was all like, Blackpink is
legit. He didn't know who they were, but when he watched them live, he said that they were really good live. So,
well, there you go. So that's just a little sample of some of the new music today. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a ton of stuff, so I'm going to try and plow through a lot, including this week in science news.
Science!
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.